For someone who's never held elected office, Carly Fiorina worked the room like a pro. At Gino's Chowder Shop in Portsmouth, Tuesday morning, the patio was packed.
Ruth Griffin.
Ruth, so nice to meet you.
I'm delighted to meet you.
I haven't heard what
your message is, and I'm anxious to hear what you have to say this morning about our wonderful country. Are you presidential? I want to know.
Well, yes, ma'am. I hope you'll conclude I am at the end of this, but thank you for coming.
In a speech, Fiorina decried the, quote, professional political class, and she criticized both the Obama and Bush administrations on things like border control and Iran. But when it comes to retail politics, Fiorina's challenge is just getting recognized. That came across during a recent tour on the seacoast this week. Jake Ostrowski was sitting outside as Fiorina's posse made its way into Popovers on the Square, a cafe in downtown Portsmouth.
Do you know who Carly Fiorina is?
Is that the woman who was just here?
Yes.
I Googled her once I saw the... So no, not up until 5 minutes ago.
While chatting with a clerk and buying T-shirts next door, Fiorina did not mention that she is running for president.
So you're vacationing and working in Portsmouth. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Carly Fiorina, by the way.
Fiorina says she knows her celebrity competitors, like Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton, have certain advantages she lacks.
We started this campaign literally from a standing start on May 4th. We didn't have a full campaign team. We didn't have an email list. We didn't have donors. We didn't have years of fundraising.
So Fiorina is getting to work. She has among the most packed New Hampshire campaign schedules of any candidate, and her list of endorsements in the state is long. It includes Republican State Senators Sharon Carson and Jeanne Forrester, the Grafton County Sheriff, the Hillsborough County Commissioner, and almost 20 state reps, including former Speaker of the New Hampshire House, Jean Chandler. Fiorina's brand of conservatism includes the belief that government is too big.
We have come to a place now, realistically, where the potential of this nation is being crushed by the weight and the ineptitude and the complexity and the power of the federal government of this nation.
Programs for the poor, Fiorina says, are keeping people down. But the country should invest in mental health and substance abuse programs. The U.S. military should be the most powerful in the world. Gay marriage should be up to individual states. And the president should use cell phone technology, like the one used on American Idol, to get input from the public.
Technology is a great tool to re-engage citizens in the process of their government, but also to put pressure on the political system.
On the campaign trail, Fiorina, who was CEO of HP and an executive at AT&T, leans hard on her corporate background. During a stop at Lars Systems in Rochester, which manufactures boilers, the candidate seemed more comfortable talking business than politics.
And the contractors who come here, are they mostly, do you get to know them through the wholesalers or you get to know them directly? I've got a lot of distribution channel stuff, so I find it interesting.
And that leaves the same question 90-year-old Ruth Griffin wondered back at Gino's Chowder Shop. She's a former executive counselor, and she wondered, can someone who's never held elected office but who has run a Fortune 500 company be presidential? For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.